Thank you and good morning. On Tuesday afternoon, CAL FIRE and Sheriff's deputies responded to a report of an explosion at a property on Salmon Creek Road in Miranda. Deputies set up a perimeter due to the dangerous nature of hazardous materials discovered at the scene, materials used in a butane honey oil hash lab extraction process. As a result of the fire that destroyed the building that contained the lab, the County Drug Enforcement Unit served a search warrant at the property and discovered a large marijuana grow with more than 2,800 plants ranging between 6 inches and 3 feet tall. The plants were eradicated and the owner of the property has been identified, although no arrests have been made. The investigation into the hash lab fire and the grow is ongoing. The California Faculty Association voted earlier this month to approve a contract with the Cal State University System, a vote that avoided a work stoppage. The final step in the ratification of the new contract was a vote from the Board of Trustees, and on Tuesday, that board approved the new 3-year contract as well. Faculty will receive a 10% salary increase over the next 3 years, with the first increase this June. The contract covers more than 26,000 faculty, coaches, librarians, and counselors across 23 Cal State campuses. There has been another recall of raw milk products. Ken Morgan has more.
Raw milk and cream produced by Organic Pastures Dairy of Fresno County with a code date of June 1st, 2016 is the subject of a statewide recall and quarantine order announced by California State Veterinarian Dr. Annette Jones. The quarantine order followed the confirmed detection of salmonella bacteria in raw whole milk and raw skim milk. CDFA inspectors found the bacteria as a result of product testing conducted in follow-up to a previous recall order on May 9, 2016 that was also due to the detection of salmonella.
St. Joseph's Health announced yesterday that it has provided $1 million in grants to nonprofits that provide basic shelter and food needs to the hungry and the homeless. The grants have been distributed to organizations in Orange County as well as Northern California and range from $10,000 to $40,000. Arcata House will use its grant funding to provide emergency shelter to some 120 needy people for 3 to 6 months and for programs to help 90 clients get the skills they need to secure permanent housing. The Redwood Empire Food Bank will receive a grant to continue their work in getting farm fresh produce to needy families across the region. Jordan Christmas has news from Caltrans.
In Trinity County, State Route 3 between Weaverville and the Trinity Center will be reopened to one-way controlled traffic beginning this morning. Road crews will still conduct repairs and road repavement, while traffic control is in effect 24/7, and work is expected to be completed by the early summer. The road will be open to all vehicles, including trailers, and motorists should anticipate delays. Caltrans will no longer maintain the alternate route at Trinity Dam and Slate Creek.
Thank you, Jordan. You're listening to KINS North Coast News. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. We start the Memorial Day holiday weekend tomorrow, and that means that law enforcement agencies across the state will employ maximum enforcement periods to remove impaired and dangerous drivers from local and state roads. CHP Public Information Officer Cy May said on Talk Shop that local CHP offices plan for the enforcement periods with the goal of getting as many uniformed officers on the roads as possible.
Each area has a set number of guys per capita, per population of the area, that need to be working at any given time. And so we try to get the maximum amount out there during these big holidays. And if we have any sort of funds to put extra bodies out there in allocation, we can do that. And that's what our plan is for this weekend.
The focus on impaired and drunken driving really got rolling in the late 80s and into the 90s. And that spurred the creation of the Every 15 Minutes program, used to teach teenagers and new drivers about the dangers of impaired driving.
Where it got its name is back in the early 90s, every 15 minutes in this country, in this nation, somebody was killed in a DUI accident. And through education and enforcement and different laws changing, we've thankfully changed that statistic from every 15 minutes to every 50 minutes. Still an unacceptable statistic, and we want to keep that number growing larger. And so we're going to continue with programs like this.
You can hear the entire Talk Shop interview with CHP Officer Cy May by visiting our website at KINS1063.com. And that's the news on this Thursday morning. For KINS News and Information, I'm Dan Squire.